the wonderful Chris Leslie. How are you doing?
I'm very glad to be here and very glad to be doing this interview with you, Paul, today.
It's great, isn't it? I was saying just a minute ago, it's the kind of folk.com marker, especially on a year like this when we lost our humble founder, bless him.
I know. Well, you know, as we said before this button was turned on, he's kind of with us in our hearts and he's in the sunshine that's outside, because I see his smile, that lovely smile that's here. It's here with us.
We've actually got his chair and his hat with us, which is a wonderful thing. So, because he always used to wander off anyway, Chris. So look, we put his hat on his chair, we go, where's Darren? He'd be wandering around trying to find people. So he's with us in spirit and in a physical sense, in a way.
So he's kind of, he has just wandered off, and we're all heading to meet on the ledge, really, aren't we? So, you know.
That meet on the ledge later on is going to be a tearjerker on Saturday night with the special year. It's going to be terrible. But we've missed it so much, 2 years.
I know, but you know the strange thing is, once I drove into the site and it was all, you know, for the sound check last night, and it was just like, wow, this is very strange, because it doesn't seem like 3 years. It could have been like 6 months ago. Once you're here, when you're missing it, it's like it is a long time. But then once you get back here, it's all so beautifully familiar. In a lovely way.
It is, and we came up from Kent like we always do, and I got the sat nav out, and Bonnie said, why on earth are you doing that? You've been coming up here 25, 30 years.
Well, if you're anything like me, I can take a turn left or right, you know, when I'm not supposed to, and I'm off somewhere else. So sat nav for me has been the invention of the decade, because I love it, you know. Yeah. Keeps me on the straight and narrow. Literally.
You played the New Forest Folk Festival this year, didn't you? You went really a very good set, apparently. I wasn't there, sadly. I had the dreaded C word.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, it's interesting, because as I've gone on with my solo work, I've kind of got a bit more, I suppose, experimental, in as much as I've got things together on my iPad. Not like a backing track, so it's not like somebody playing to a tape, but I've got grooves and sounds and atmospheric stuff that is the real thing. Like, there's a fantastic iPad tablet app, a proper tablet app, which you can get, and it's a real tablet player, real tablets, and really proper grooves, proper Indian grooves. And I've using that to play a pipe march and a Breton tune against. And because of the groove of the tablet that I've got going with it, and the groove of the way the Breton tune and the pipe march goes, they kind of really interplay with each other in a way that really grooves. I'm not stuck to a beat at all. No. I can really pull it and push it, and it kind of pushes and pulls with me, although it's not doing anything of itself that's different. The very nature of the two rhythms are really interesting. So I've got about, I think I'd played 10 numbers and half of them were using the iPad in some way. And I'm really enjoying it, because it gives me, it's like somebody to knock against, you know, somebody to kind of bounce against on stage, although it's just me.
Yeah.
So I'm not tied down to anything, you know. It's not like a backing track, but it gives me opportunity to really play with something and groove against something. And if something occurs at the moment, off I'll go with it, you know. And I'm really loving it. The hardest thing is bringing it all up on the iPad, cueing it all properly and muting it all properly when I'm introducing a song, you know. But it worked this time. It's the first time I've taken out so many tracks to use, and I was dead chuffed at the end of it, you know.
Well, it's certainly got rave reviews. I'm talking to Mary Howe later at the Brazen Nose, and they're playing at a Fringe, and they sent their best and said that you was wonderful at the New Forest Folk Festival. So,
that's so high
praise indeed.
That's very high praise, and I'm very gratefully received. That's lovely.
With the tech side, I've got a little studio at home, and I've got a similar thing called, I won't say the name, doesn't matter, they're rich anyway, Easy Drummer. And Easy Drummer 3's just come out, which is another download.
Yeah.
And I was a bit sceptical of technology, because because like you, I'm a guitarist, obviously, but when you're playing live, if you've got too many foot pedals, I'm worried about pressing the wrong one or a battery going down. So the more tech you get, the more nightmare, the more nervous it is, you know, especially me, because I tend to pull the leads out and press the wrong buttons. But with Easy Drummer, you're talking about grooves. Amazing thing that I can do at home when I'm writing songs now on the new one is that when you play a riff, be that on a guitar or a mandolin or whatever, it picks up what you're playing and gives you an instant drum beat.
Oh, that's very cool. That's the kind of thing you want. Exactly the kind of thing you want. Because it's not being nailed down, you know. Because, I mean, over the years, you know, if you play a lot, you get used to working with pulses, you know. I mean, you get used to being on the money with each, if it's a click track or something, you get used to grooving within that space, so it doesn't, it's not holding you back and it's not pushing you forward. It's giving you a constant to drop in, so other people can drop in with you when they come and record on that track. But what I like is I like the freedom of finding something that gives you the ability to move around, to be spontaneous, to be, you know. So I've enjoyed that. One of the things I sing against a groove, like a Japanese instrument, and it's the most beautiful groove and note phrase, and I sing against that, just the vocal and that. And it's I'm enjoying it a lot from that moment. And it's probably sounds that people would never have heard me play with before. So that's, it keeps it fresh in that way as well.
It does. It must be really great because it gives you that sort of open flow, doesn't it, to just do what you want to do.
Perfect.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're, I like doing sort of open mics and stuff because it's all down to you, isn't it? And it's like kind of you do your own thing. And it's a bit like that, but with technology, obviously.
Yes. And it's portable and it doesn't, it doesn't argue back usually.
Well, back to all things Fairport. We're going to do Full House and you're going to be doing these Swarby bits.
Yeah, well, it's an enormous honour, absolute honour. And it's also, it's kind of an impossibility as well. You know, it's because his shoes are unfillable. But what I hope I bring to it, because it's, we did it the other night at one of the warm-ups, and it was lovely to, for me, as a mere 26-year serving Fairporter, to look across the stage and see the original Full House lineup playing brilliantly and really enjoying being with each other. And I just hope I can represent Swarb in that sound. That's what I'm after. I'm not trying to do a karaoke, because that wouldn't work, because he's irreplaceable. But I think and hope I can get the flavour of his input and certain key things that I've absolutely got there to play.
I think you will, because a good few years ago when you first started playing, you came along with John Gowdy and all that sort of stuff. Both myself and Darren said your range is within Swarb's range. Your voice is not too far removed. So I think it's going to work. I think it always works. Whenever you do that sort of stuff that involved Swarb, your voice kind of fits it. That's good stuff.
It's a happy accident. I mean, when I first joined the band, one of the things I said to the chaps was, you know, do you feel there's material we could bring in from certain eras of the band that hadn't been represented when Mark was in? Because Mark had another, he had a fantastic palette to give to band that made it a very different sound. But me coming in as a vocalist opened up those possibilities, so I've enjoyed re-exploring some of that stuff.
You know? I can't wait to see it. It's going to be a great night. Chris, Leslie, as always, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And same time next year, yeah?
Same time next year. That'd be lovely, with Darren along as well.
Oh, yes, Darren in spirit. Thanks, mate. Nice to talk to you. Cheers.